You're listening to DraftKings Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Bill, you texted me about Lindor to the Mets during Carl Douglas' interview. It's not just Lindor, it's Carrasco and Lindor. How about that? I mean,
you got a team, man. You do a good job of winning the offseason and getting names.
What prospects did you give up, though?
We gave up Rosario and another big prospect. Exactly. No, Billy's right, because here's what we did. We gave up names that I do not recognize for names that I obviously recognize.
And name so of the game.
That's how you win.
That's how you create dynasties.
Get the Todd Father still?
I don't know if we have the Todd Father. I have no idea. But we have Rosario. Oh, no, we gave up Rosario. We have Lindor and we have Carrasco. Yes, we gave up Rosario and another prospect who I just don't know his name. I've never seen him play.
This is what you need to do, all right? Don't look at his name, right? Don't know who it is that you got rid of, because what's going to happen is in a couple of years, if that person becomes someone, you're going to remember having traded him. What you want to do is not know who it is that you traded for him, and then you can't be upset in a couple of years when it didn't work out for you with Lindor.
So when he turns into a future Hall of Famer, I won't remember that's the guy we gave up for Lindor. You're right.
Exactly. You don't want to know that.
I like that. Never thought about
that. That's what I did with Luis Castillo, the Marlins pitcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't do it because I know his name, but I play that game.
They traded him twice. Then they got him back once because they had that botched trade with the Padres where the Padres traded over people who were injured and didn't disclose their injuries. So they got a mulligan on that trade. And then they traded him away to Cincinnati for
peanuts.
What was the guy's name? No, it was the pitcher.
Straley.
I don't think it was Straley. I think it was the one that had a mullet.
You forgot the name purposely though, right?
Jared Cozart?
No.
Random Marlins number 3 starters from the last 5 years.
Wait, hold on a second. Whittingham might have it. Who do you think it is?
Is it Matt Latos?
Latos?
Might have been.
Is that the guy I got a hit off of? Oh, that
no.
is.
No.
You got a hit off Latos?
Andrew Cashner, but that was a Padres trade.
Ah, Cash.
My claim to fame, getting a hit off Matt Latos. That's why I'm on Cameo. That's in my Cameo bio.
Yeah.
Is it really? I got Lindor and Carrasco today. This is very exciting.
Stugatz. I know we're going.
Yeah, go ahead.
It
was Straley. That sounded right. I know we're going to this Cameo well a lot, Stugatz, but I just want to let you know you are not going to be able to do 200 cameos in a realistic time.
Hold on a second, you guys.
Listen, I got Lindor and Carrasco today. Nothing could ruin my day. I will get to these cameos. Stephen A. Cohen, I mean, a little hedge fund guy, making move after move here. They're a big move for the Metskis today, Dana.
Chris, help me out with something, please. Tell me what we need to do, okay? Billy, Chris, help me right now so that we can get the payoff over what the last couple of days have been of Stugatz doing a couple of cameos right now on air, a couple of cameos that will go out to 2 lucky listeners who will be in the middle of what we're doing right now, and you're going to get it at the bargain rate of whatever it is, $39. I want to stop for a second and have Stugatz's cameo appearance appear live. I want the payoff of this. If you guys are going to talk about this for days, I would like a listener during this pirate radio phase to get the value of some of these things done live on the air so you guys can see how good Stugatz is at it, because I believe he will be good. Not the technology, the doing of it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, but yeah. no, we need to
I can help you, Stu.
No, don't help him. Don't help him to see how he would do if he had to do this on his own. Also, quick update, $39 a long time ago. Stugatz is well over $100
All right,
now.
Billy, you're
Yeah, I saw that. What the hell, man?
Well, they're still pouring in. I mean, Billy, what do you want from it?
All right, Billy, help me right now, live on air. Look, I want to explain something to the audience, okay? I believe that by the end of the of today, through circumstances that are just crazy, right, that end up with us doing this show at our own expense so that you can go for the free agent ride with us here. While we're in the middle of it, I just want everyone here to know, as we're trying a startup business, we're trying to build it in real time in front of your ears, if not eyes, although I imagine we'll send some of this out on social media and we'll open a website where you will have some access to some stuff by the end of the week. I want you guys to experience, I want everybody in the audience to experience the ride that we're on here, that we're in the middle of, that we're in the middle of this this unbelievable time in our country, and I believe by the end of the day, we will be the number one podcast in America, not just in sports, but in the country, because of the way you have flocked to this place to hear the things said by these people about this particular subject, as you see on this day, democracy being threatened and freedom being threatened, and many people who love sports and know that I haven't been able to talk about some of this stuff before, want this as a place where you know that through sports, through the John Amichis and the Stan Van Gundys and the Carl Douglas, we've tried to talk about this stuff, and now we are talking about it, and we can do the silly stuff where we drink tequila, and we can do the smart stuff, and we can merge the two, and we are going to put out here, we're going to continue to put out content. We are waiting for Aaron Rodgers to show up here at some point. I imagine we'll be talking to him about that stuff. But Mike, get the messaging out there as people start to flock to this thing to support us, as people come stronger than they ever have, because something about this break and this decision to start again as a pirate ship funded on our own, like totally free, floating out to sea, son of Cuban exiles and his band of merry yo-ho-hoing pirates. We're just floating out here, getting popular with the audience in real time in a way that's spreading. You know, it's spreading all over the place. This is the only place you can get them. They're still burping out content, but the money's going out too fast. We got security. We can't afford these studios every single day until we've got everything right here. So explain to the people where we are, how long we're going to disappear for. We need to gather a bunch of engineering shit and all sorts. I cannot explain to the audience. How much we've got three people here like spinning plates trying to get this stuff to you very quickly, as we've lost all our Disney infrastructure. We don't know how to get a bottle of water around here. We just hired a Navy SEAL. We don't know what we're doing, and it's just being held together by strings and bandages, and we need to go away for a couple of days so I can stop writing checks for 5 minutes.
Man, you're revving high.
Get back on track for a minute. This is the intro for us to show Stugatz how to do Cameo.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I mean, we were discussing Lindor and Carrasco.
I'm worried about this.
Dan is revving hot.
Jesus.
Sub the agave for the Bolivian.
I'm going to drink more tequila now.
No, you have Aaron Rodgers.
Save some for me, man.
You said something at some point that today's show is not really representative of what we are as a show. And yesterday wasn't either. It's the combination of yesterday's and today's that is representative of the show. Because on one day, Dan will be drinking from a bottle of tequila for an entire show. And on the other one, we bring you Jake Sherman, Aaron Rodgers, David Sampson, John Amici, Stan Van Gundy, who says we're on the brink of civil war.
I mean,
I would really love to see ESPN put that on the bottom line and credit us.
He scared me.
I love that I'll be dropping tabs of acid with Jake Sherman and smoking blunts with Carl Douglas. Yeah. That's all I got at all. This.
Yeah. It seems as though what we've decided to do during our free agency is just develop a dependency on narcotics and alcohol.
Yes, while also talking about social issues. Yeah. So let's get back to Camilo. Mike, how do
Let me get the messaging out, because you asked me to do that, and we'll transition to Stugatz failing to upload a single Cameo and realizing that he's gotten himself into a nightmare scenario.
I have to upload it?
If you're listening to this podcast right now, one of the things you'll notice is there are no ads, which is a stark departure from what it was just on Monday. Right now, the advertising is just this messaging.
We were a NASCAR. It was super frustrating. The difference in the show, the most obvious difference in the show in the last 3 days is basically that we don't have 25 minutes of commercials an hour. We can just do the show. We don't have to keep stopping. And so this is what you've experienced today, where people can be the most natural form of themselves. You get Carl Douglas unleashing. He's not said a lot of that stuff before. You get a natural, people are John Amici. You're just getting to see the whole portrait of the person that we love to talk to about stuff like the important stuff of today.
The audience is responding, and I think as a show, today has been difficult to do, and we're going to all just pass out afterwards, Dan, because of the tequila. But we're giving you twice the amount of show today. This output is impossible for us to maintain as an independent enterprise. Although, there's a lot of positive momentum right now for our show. Real legit shot at being a top three podcast, not sports podcast, podcast in the nation by the time all these episodes make it to your device. Please, do us the favor. It's an unsettled time for us. We're free agents. It'd be really good for this show to be free agent as the number one podcast, not just sports podcast in the nation. Subscribe.
You'd be supporting us the way that you have all along. Like, listen to... If you've watched the steps, we know we've got, man, we know what we have in the people who are devoted to us. They show us all the time. They tell us all the time. I could read you the emails. It's been an outpouring that has been deeply moving, okay? It's allowed us to do this thing that we're doing now, which is super, super scary. I can't tell you. I'm sleeping, you know, 4 hours and 5 days. I got a hole in my stomach all the time. I am not an entrepreneur. I am not like these guys know it here. I don't know what I'm still waiting for checks. I'm still waiting for checks from April for a t-shirt company we invented just to get the shipping container a little extra cash with Stugatz's face on it. We need to slow this shit down. This thing needs to slow down and we need to recoup and start again. So that I need to sleep
yes,
a little bit.
We
man.
Need to, and I'm sure our audience is probably like, guys, slow it down. I got a South Beach session also at 3 a.m., and you're going to do a supati. What is that? So first, please, download, subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe is the most important thing because we get the downloads regardless, and I know we're throwing a lot at you. There's 10 episodes today. Many of you are not listening to this because you're just going to the one that says Aaron Rodgers and not just general banter amongst fellas. So please, subscribe to this feed on your platform of choice, be it Apple, be it Spotify, be it Stitcher, be it whatever you use. That'll help us a great deal. Aside from this radio show, which might be going away next week, might return on a football Monday, and it's just this output's insane to keep up on this.
We don't know when we're going to be back on the air with you because I've got to do a lot of things like make sure I don't have to run back to my house to get another book of checks to pay for another bunch of things that we didn't foresee coming.
I appreciate those checks, but it's a super wild card weekend. I mean, it's a super wild card. Not just wild, it's a super wild card.
It's a super COVID weekend, too. For my
maybe we go around, make some predictions.
Yeah, we'll whip around. Don't worry. We already did celebrity prognosis. With Jake Sherman randomly at a moment's notice. But if I could just finish the message.
That was weird.
That was weird. Yeah. It's all been a Coke dream right now. We have Levitard and Friends as well. We have this show that you're listening to, but we have our own podcast network on the side. And that feed, if you just browse sports, that's a top 5 feed right now. Subscribe to that feed. That feed, you'll find the Shane Battier South Beach Sessions. You'll find a mystery crate that's coming out this week and Sugatz's own podcast, in which he's promoted actually quite well, where it's just going to be Greg Cody asking him questions so he can be lazy whilst he's recording cameos that he has no idea how to record or upload.
That is correct. All that is happening.
All right.
Stupidity.
Well,
and I will tell you this. You might not hear commercials here on Stupidity NASCAR.
Okay, yes, I would assume Stupidity would be a big flaming whore of a merchandising jalopy.
Stupidity!
I imagine there will be a lot of sponsors, Dove Healers, all sorts of crud is going to be on that NASCAR.
I mean, new bag, yes. A sack of the day.
Mike, do you have any former imaging, anything new bag related in the library of sound so that we can
I do.
All right, see what you can find so that we can go back to the origins of this show and when Stugatz was willing to cheapen us at every turn by selling us again. to some eucalyptus-scented thing that made your balls smell fresher. It's instead of a shower. It was Newbag bringing you the sack of the week in football.
Yeah, I wasn't around then, so I was making sure that was the bag we were talking about.
Yes, that is the bag. Oh, so you were not familiar that this is an actual thing.
Remember that.
You don't remember Newbag as a sponsor. Let's see if this jogs your memory here from how Stugatz is willing to be a whore, the unsanitized balls division.
And now it's time for the sack of the week. The sack of the week is presented by Newbag, the iconic male freshening spray made by a local skincare company. You can get Newbag online at nubag.tv.
.tv.
I wonder if you still can.
All right, hold on, Mike. Do you have any? Is there anything else in the Newbag library of cons and fraud? Because on this Cameo front, guys, I'm really worried that what we've been doing for 3 days, while becoming the number one podcast in America, hopefully, is basically a pyramid scheme involving Stugatz on air, because you guys are all now trapped in this Cameo web. I want him to do some of these live on the air for a listener. I want some listeners to get a chunk for $39 or $80 of us doing the show live as we become the number one podcast in America. That would have value to a listener.
A shock to everyone. Newbag.tv is no longer active. Yes. It didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's the website Dan's been teasing this week. You'll be sad to know that that has emptied the Newbag sack.
I just love how Stugatz yesterday telling us how much effort he is going to put in to Cameo has like 400 in the hopper waiting for him, some of which are going to expire soon, and he doesn't even have a clue how to start responding to these. That is great.
You guys, listen to me. I have 7 days. I am taking this very, very seriously. Listen,
hasn't it been already like 4 or 3?
I signed up Monday.
Stugatz, like, you're full of shit at every turn, and it's annoying in a way that's unfathomable. Let's do this so I can get the damn payoff from your laziness and your greed. I want you to do some of this for the listener. Either figure it out, go in another room with Mike and figure it out, call Billy on the FaceTime, leave here and we'll do the show. Figure it out so you can do some cameos
on air.
We got
it right now. Relax.
I see what screen you're at right now, Stugatz. Yeah, you just hit that camera button. That's it. And then you're recording.
Let Stugatz focus on this.
All right, let me
keep going off.
So the purple camera button, you're revving high there. Give him some
instruction here. He doesn't.
Push the record button, Stugatz. You read the thing, you push the record button. See that little video thing? That's a video. You push that.
It will automatically be sent to them once I'm done.
No, then you need to upload.
You can review it.
Yeah. Just one step at a time. Come on, guys. Right. Okay, Stugatz, look at the camera. Do you know who you're recording this for?
I am recording this for Zach Tolan. That's who I'm recording it for.
Okay.
How long does it have to be? What is that?
It could be as long as I want it to be, okay? So this is from Thomas J. Thompson for Zach Tolan. Please tell Zach that Tommy appreciates him being a mensch and always helping him out with projects at work.
Okay, so are we recording? Are we recording already so that people will have the, or Zach Tolan will have the live radio show? Yeah, Mike, go ahead and do as much blow as you can there.
God, I hope not.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do we have? Let's go ahead and go. He thinks he can do this off the top of his head, that he could just riff and give something.
I'm not snorting off the top of his head.
Something special. All right, so let's, it doesn't have to be 30 seconds.
So now I have another purple button here. Do I hit that, Billy?
Yes.
Yes.
That's okay. Yes.
All right. So Stugatz is claiming, what is the pressure?
But don't move it, because it's gonna zoom in on your face. But I did that pressure? By accident.
What are the predictions? Do you guys think he's going to be able to just bang these out one after another? Or do you think he's going to fall apart?
He's not
going
to be able to do 200.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Hey, Zach, it's Stugatz. I was told to send you a cameo here from your friend Thomas J. Thompson. I love Tommy Thompson. He's a good friend of mine as well. He wanted to thank you for always being a mensch. Couple of mensches cutting it up. I am doing this during a live recording of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz. Again, Zach, thank you for being such a great friend to Tommy. Tommy really appreciates it. And Zach, I got to tell you, if you were doing these things for free, big mistake. You better start charging Tommy the way I charge Tommy in this video.
He's turning it into a pyramid scheme.
I love you, Zach.
Wow, one take.
Yes, he can do this. He'll bang
it out. One take 4 minutes long. It's going to take you 6 years to do this.
So do I hit upload now?
All right. Well,
now you should hit at the top right. It should say to upload, and that should do it.
Can you turn it down, please? We're doing a radio show, Stugatz. Turn it down, please. Yes. your headphones are over your ears and you can't hear anything. Okay, so go ahead and send it. Let's just keep doing them. How many?
I'm going to upload. Hold on. I got to upload.
And it's important. Cadison has told me, do not close out your app while that one is uploading. You could lose the video.
What is all this access to photos? Don't allow. What'd you guys do here? I mean, it's giving me like an option.
Yeah, I mean, give the app. Yes, give it the access.
All right, Mike, how many of these are we going to do? How many before Aaron Rodgers? How much time do we have before Aaron Rodgers?
Well, wait a second. Do I want to allow access to all my photos? Why would I want to do that?
We can do as many as you want, man.
What are we doing next, guys? Let's go. Let's keep it moving. What do we do next?
I need to know the access, though. I need to know access. Access, yes?
Yes, because if, yes. Let's say you make a video on your phone, you could then upload it and do it. Like, yes, okay. The access is nothing. You're not giving away your social security number.
Okay. It says streak, too. Got it. How about that?
All right. You want to do another one? Do we have another one
that
you can do?
Yeah, let me sift through and find a good one.
All right. Okay. So we will
fill you got to do all of them, not sift through.
How many do you
have? The funny thing is he actually doesn't have to do them. It's not like the people get – they only get charged if he – goes through with it, but it's just a bad look if you don't do any of them.
Well, Tommy Thompson would just charge. How about that?
Do you realize that Stugatz is going to be doing this on the car on the way to and from? Like, he's going to be doing them all the time.
They're all going to expire.
He's going to be
dangerous game, Stugatz.
He's going to get a driver and just spend the whole time driving in. He's going to give a driver $100 to drive him in, and on the way in, he's just going to collect cash right and left.
Daddy play, actually.
It's going to pay for his driver. He'll be doing 90 minutes of cameos on the way in, and he absolutely can do a all of these 30 seconds at a time. He has mastered this character. He can do it wherever he wants. He can totally turn it into a NASCAR just like Stabonity.
All right, I have one for Aaron here. This is from a book by Ian Leslie, going to his son Aaron, who is 12. He listens to the podcast all the time on the way to soccer. He loves weekend observations. He was hoping I can congratulate him on getting all A's and B's at school.
Oh, so this semester. Is a 12-year-old?
So a 12-year-old, so don't say the F word.
Yeah, I hope these people are cool with their first and last names being read on the air.
Yeah, I recoiled.
Okay, that's okay. For the moment, it's okay. He's a little bit of an idiot, but he's a savant when it comes to this stuff. Are you ready? He's going to blowtorch a hot take here. Aaron's going to love this so much. 12-year-old Aaron, we're going to get a fan for life here, right, Stugatz? As soon as you're giving him, is this a birthday message or just a loving message?
It's a congratulatory message because he got all A's and B's. Okay. Okay, this last semester.
This one's going to be
good for him.
You should work in about how you never got A's and B's in school.
I got it. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to hit
it. He doesn't need your help. He's an expert.
Sorry, just trying to help.
Yeah, please, back off, okay?
Hey, Aaron, congratulations on a great, great last semester in school. Your dad wanted me to send this to you. Apparently, you got all A's and B's. Here's a little advice. Sprinkle in a C or a D every now and then. Set the bar a little lower so mom and dad aren't always expecting A's and B's. Hey, we're doing this live during a recording.
No, that's a terrible idea by Stugatz.
There's Levendorf.
Don't get any D's. Only A's and B's, Aaron. Congratulations. A's and B's. That's good work out of you.
And don't do drugs.
That too. Don't do drugs. I would sprinkle in a C or a D. I'm also told you love soccer. A little bit boring. You might want to check out lacrosse.
Oh, come on, Christ.
Listen, and he loves weekend observations. How about that? His dad asked for a how about that. So congratulations, A's, B's. My advice, sprinkle in a C or a D, but a great semester.
Very long.
Fantastic.
This is
semester.
Very long.
Dad is proud of you.
Bang.
That's two.
Are you guys worried? Are you guys worried about how long they are?
How many?
Yes, it's two, but you put us all to
did
work.
Did the other one even upload yet before you did that one?
No, just hitting buttons. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. You can't close the app, and I think I saw you close the app. Maybe you have to do the first one again.
So he hasn't done anything,
old Tom-toms.
Right? He hasn't done anything other than waste our time during the show because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Look, it says streak, got it, three. I uploaded it. That's what it means.
I'm looking on his profile to see if he's actually uploaded these.
Well, this will be a very exciting thing for Aaron and right and Zach. Was it Aaron and Zach?
No, it was for Aaron. It was from Dad, and the Dad asked me to sprinkle in a how about that because he loves a how about that, and he asked me to congratulate him for a nice semester. And listen, that's my advice. You sprinkle in a C or a D, and then the A's and the B's really look like A's after you bring home a couple of C's and D's.
What else do you have there?
I actually should have left that for Aaron.
Let's do a third one.
Sure.
I am very eager to do a third one. We've got how many of this? This will carry us until Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're still going. Billy, what was that sound?
40 minutes of Stugatz to recap.
Billy, why don't you do one? I mean, you got some
Billy,
orders there.
No, Billy, go ahead and you do one. I did one.
It wasn't great.
Let's do another one, Billy.
I want to hear Billy do one, actually.
You want to hear the one that I did? No, let me play the one for you that I did.
Yeah, play the one that you did.
What?
Play the one that you did.
It saves to my phone. So, Stugatz, you might want to check that because then you just have a bunch of videos. This is a guy that got a new job. And I had to record a message for him telling him, hey, hang in there. You got a new job. Hold on.
Mike, you're talking very fast. Bro.
Hey, Joseph. It's Billy. That's on your new job. I have a new job, too. Part of my new job is recording videos, wishing people good luck at their new jobs and giving them pep talks. So I don't know what's happening. It's zooming on my face. Oh, there we go. So see, I'm not good at my new job. I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure you'll be better at your job than I am at my job. So, you know, maybe a year from now we can talk again and see how we're both doing, but you know, we'll get through this together. You'll be fine. You're going to do good at your new job. That's why they hired you to do your new job. So good luck at your new job.
Definitely worth the money there.
Oh my God. So
whatever you're charging, double it.
Billy,
exactly. A lot of bang for the buck there,
Bill. A little work of art, Billy. Let's do another one now. I'd like to do another one. That was a little work of performance art. I want you
How many takes, Billy?
I want
in my head or Billy, in reality? Billy, in my head, 87.
Billy, you got to get better at the Stugatz stuff. He's going to rip through 400 of these on the way home. You need to get better at this. You need to be more efficient at it.
I just got 5 more orders. This is great. Wait, so Twitter can see all these? This is crazy.
If they want to put it out there.
Yeah. Billy, that's right. You're doing little television. We don't need a television platform anymore. You can just send out all your stuff this way through Cameo and Cash In. So, Billy, we've all got our own channel now. That's what's happening right now. You've got your own access. This is what comes with freedom. You guys have got your own access to money here. All you got to do is be entertaining on a video, and our fans will pay you for basically intimate experiences that will allow them to be with us during this glorious time when we're shooting to the number one podcast in America.
I just got the text that Aaron Rodgers should be calling in 10 to 15 minutes. So.
All right, so we're not going to get saved here, Billy. Let's go.
You got to surprise someone in a cameo with an Aaron Rodgers appearance in your cameo.
I don't know
how you would do that. It seems technologically not possible, but you can figure it out.
Probably need Aaron's permission.
Billy, go ahead. Wow. Let's go. Let's do this. I want you to do a live one now. Give us some information somebody that
pressure's
you want to
on.
Go to. Chris, how have yours been?
I was just like, mine are the complete opposite of Billy. Billy's like got this like, just his character's perfect where he can have low energy and it just kills. I go way over the top and I crush him with just like, hey, Brandon, what's up, man? And it's just, I don't know. Like, I'm feeling like I need to do Billy's way. His seems much better.
Roy, how's yours going? Have you accessed this yet? Or are you still staying out for the moment?
I have created a username. I have an account, but I haven't done a video yet. Just gotten some requests and I'll do them after the show.
Roy is unbookable. Like last time I looked, I couldn't book him to do a cameo, but I could pay $10.99 to DM him if I wanted to.
I'm bookable as of 11 a.m. this morning.
Okay, so now everyone's in the game. I'm very scared of all of this. Chris, did you have a conversation with your father? A lot of people liked that segment yesterday. We're going to have your mother on more often. Think of places where we can use her. She's a better character than either one of you, and I'd like her around because she's much more natural on air, and if she'd got on Cameo, people would probably enjoy that as well. Yes, let's get all the Cody hands.
It's 5% more for me, though. That's a good point.
But by the way, Dan will fall under my umbrella, right, when he actually does join
I will never
Cameo.
Do this. No. This will not be something I will be doing. Billy, help me out here. And I'm worried about all of you doing it because I think it's going to be ripe for corruption and Stugatz pyramid schemes. And I actually want to be careful with it. I don't want to be reckless. But for the moment, Billy, give us the information on the person you're doing a cameo for live right now or sort of live on our podcast.
Well, this person wants me to do this as fake Stugatz, which this is, you know.
Oh, this is good. No,
let me just say the conversations were had where I was like, I feel like there's a character that I do that, I mean, a character that's somewhat associated with me that a lot of people might want to hear from. Could I possibly set up a separate account for that person?
Really? You want to branch out? Really? You want people's asking for a cut so that it could be two people? It could be a pyramid scheme where it's you and an imposter or sort of like?
Well, imposter.
All right.
Really, you can get the referral for people.
I was wondering about that. Exactly. It involves costumes and it's a whole thing and then it gets buried in all these other things. So am I going to be taking this off and putting this on? Anyways,
I will tell you, thanks to God, I am taking 50%.
Beepo, let's. I want you guys to stop arguing about money for a second. And this is, no, because this is wonderful. This is basically 30 seconds of improv where, with no warning whatsoever, Billy has
this
to
fakes
get
Stugatz,
Billy man. Has to get into character as fake Stugatz. And what do they want from fake Stugatz?
All right, this is from someone named Ben. Hey, can you, as fake Stugatz, apologize to my friends Will and JR? Like the letters, not Junior, for not being more positive. I'm a bit of a negative Nancy sometimes, and let them know I care about them. I love them, and I'm glad we're friends. Thanks.
Okay, that's it. There's a degree of difficulty on
that.
It's
a tough one.
How do you feel about doing it? Well, no, but it's all improv, so it's
all right.
All
we got this, don't worry.
Wait, if this is fake Stugatz, you absolutely need to call him Junior.
I think as Stugatz, it'll be easier for me to do than as me, because as me, you know.
Okay, no, right, but Billy, yeah, I think you will have much more confidence as the fake Stugatz, and I will filibuster.
Like,
yeah,
a whole,
I know,
you
know, it is a whole
clown
thing
for people.
Yes, but I will filibuster for you now. Here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm good. I can go. I can rip right through this. Don't worry.
Ready?
It's Stugatz, so I don't really care how
okay,
this comes out.
All right, let's
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Ready? Yep. What was his name? Ben.
Ben, and it's Will and JR.
Gotcha. All right, hold on. I have to hit this camera button. Let me hold on a second.
I think we found something good here, because I think Billy is going to have absolute confidence as Stugatz and no confidence as himself, and it's sort of perfect.
Hey, Will and Junior, what's up, buddy? It started too soon.
Junior, what's up, buddy?
See?
Christ, I mean, I ripped out seven while you were doing this one.
You have to wait till the numbers appear on the screen, and then you get ready. Hold on a second. Hey, Will and Junior, what's up, buddy? It's fake Stugatz, your friend. Your friend Ben said to say hi to you, and you know, he's a negative Nancy, he says sometimes, and you know, he cares about you, so he paid this money so that I could come on and tell you he cares about you instead of him just telling you that he cares about you. And you know, I'm glad that you guys are friends. He's glad that you're friends. I'm glad that you're friends. Everybody's glad that you're friends, and I'm glad that you paid me to do this. All right, bye.
Okay. I mean, the money just went to my account.
No, he did not nail it. He did not nail it at all. He was sort
Should
of
I do that again?
Reading. I never want to hear that again, actually, because you were not confident. Like, really, we're going to do this 50 times? Like, get into character as fake Stugatz. Don't,
well, that's a character.
Don't be reading. And
you have to. That's what Stugatz does. He reads.
A lot of pressure involved here.
Okay, do you guys feel like that is sufficient, that was good enough for the listener?
I mean, that's up to Billy. It's his business. Each one of these are a personal business. If Billy wants more orders, I would probably do it again. I am telling you, in the two that I rattled off, I've gotten 16 orders since I rattled them off. So,
all right, well, no one's listening to this live, so nobody knows.
All right, Billy, let's try it again.
But they went out on Twitter. They went out on Twitter.
Billy, I think you can do this better.
You just totally caught me in a lie.
Are you? I mean, what's new? For the love of God. You simply can't tell the truth under any circumstances.
Yeah, Billy called.
Ever since I did it, I've gotten 16 requests.
Yes, he's just full of shit. Like, he's perpetually and unrelentingly full of shit. He's so full of shit that it dribbles out of his ears and out of his mouth and out of his eyes and out of every orifice in his being.
How many requests do you have presently, Stugatz?
Let me check it out. Let's see here. 249.
Cool.
You're never going to be able to
You've
do
done
that.
Two.
Right.
You're
no,
not going
to
get
one. Did he even do a second one?
I did two.
Billy, can you do the fake Stugatz, please, again? Here's this is Ben wants you to do what to or for Will and JR?
Will and JR wants me to apologize for not being more positive. I'm a bit of a negative Nancy sometimes, and let them know I care about them. I love them, and I'm glad we're friends.
Okay, you want to try it again, or?
Yeah, I'll try it again.
All right.
Hey, Will and Junior, it's me, it's Billy, but it's fake Stugatz, and your friend Ben told me to reach out to you because he's a negative Nancy and he's kind of a jerk and he's mean to you guys. And, you know, he really cares about you and he loves you guys. He's glad that you guys are friends, even though he doesn't show it because, again, you know, he's a bit of an asshole. But you know what? He paid me for doing this for you guys. So sorry about that. But, you know, he's going to be nicer to you.
All right, this isn't working. The reason it's not
character.
The reason it's not working, I'll tell you why it's not working.
You guys are looking at me.
No, the reason it's not working.
You guys are looking at me.
No, it's because you're.
I've been looking down the whole time.
You are honoring what they want you to say too much. Get into character. Like, get deep into the fake Stugatz. Don't honor the message. Just say a few funny things as fake Stugatz to Will and Junior. Riff. Be confident.
It's JR, Dan, not Junior. Very clear about not calling him Junior, even though I keep calling him Junior. His name's JR. Right. Not do that. So what do I say? Give me some tips, Stugatz. What do? I felt like I was doing okay.
Addison Levitard over here.
I know. I mean, listen, Dan is he is shining the spotlight on you. There's a lot of unnecessary pressure here.
Scorsese.
All right, let's show Stugatz doing it again so you can learn a little something.
Let me
here.
Find one here.
Stugatz has done.
Well, maybe Fat Chris has one he wants to do for us.
Fat, Chris, like Fat Chris. Let's hear Branzino. Fat Chris, go ahead and give us. You go ahead and try this, and let's end this segment already. Billy will try and get better at it. He will not be. He will be neurotic and fear-based.
Here we go.
And maybe that'll
be
fun.
We got Jake Meyer, booked by Jake Meyer. Love a guy who books himself a cameo. He, his dad owns a gas station in Illinois. He hired me 9 years ago because of nepotism. Could you speak to the negative stigma on nepotism and why it shouldn't be in such a negative light?
All right, this is good. Okay. You will totally crush this. Are you ready? One. And it'll be live. He did pick an easy one, but good work. This is going to be funny. This is going to have some Chris Farley elements.
I mean, geez, now you're building it
up. All right,
up.
Let's
I mean,
go. Are you ready?
No pressure, but Chris Farley. Go.
3, 2, and 1.
Jake, my man. Jackie, J-Man, as they call him in the hood. I don't even know if you're from the hood, man, but if you were, that's what they'd call you, dude.
No, delete it.
No.
Yeah, be careful.
What do you mean?
This
what
is where we're going to get in trouble.
Right. This is a Cody that's actually going to get
in
trouble.
This is where you, yeah, and yep. I put you in charge of wrangling your father. Okay, no hood references.
I am telling you, someone needs to vet all of these before
all right, let's
they go
try
out,
again.
Man.
How much do you charge for it?
Oh,
yikes.
Oh, no. Chris, let's try it again. You started well with the Jakes. Just stay out of the hood. Thank you. Let's try it again.
I mean, I don't want to do work. I can't work this way.
Okay,
this is not,
excellent.
This is not
all
right.
You guys are all great at improv. Aaron Rodgers, next.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.